lots of scare tactics surround the Zika virus. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In a few moments, we'll hear how a ministry is answering fear with hope. We'll also get perspective on what it means to love Muslims in our communities. But first, with new cases of the Zika virus being reported around the world, is mission work in the impacted countries being affected? Ronnie Rock explored that question more in Guatemala.
For one organization, the answer is a simple no and yes. Orphan Outreach continues its work in Guatemala and Honduras, and its mission trips to those countries continue as well. As teams return from serving in northern and western Guatemala, Tiffany Taylor-Wines says Orphan Outreach is preparing for the potential long-term impact of the Zika virus in that country.
Does that mean a year from now, there's going to be women giving birth to children and making the decision that they can't parent them because of their special needs? And are we going to have an influx of these orphans with special needs that we need to be able to serve and be ready for?
Governments currently ill-equipped to provide care for orphans and vulnerable children will be strained even further, and ministering to affected families will become an opportunity for NGOs. We'll share more info on how you can stay updated at the end of our broadcast. Ronnie Rock, Mission Network News, Guatemala.
And investigations are continuing this week into a possible lone wolf terror attack. A Muslim immigrant living in the U.S. wounded four people with a machete before being chased and killed by police. It's events like these that fuel anti-Muslim hate speech, but Frontier's Perry LaHaye offers a different perspective. According to God's Word, we're all sinners. Muslims are simply people, just like you and me, who need to know Christ.
But for the grace of God, I could end up being like that. I could end up doing that. And Jesus came to me at my worst, and that just put in me a desire to share God's grace with others. I am a singer, songwriter, and worship leader. I share stories about how God is working in the Muslim world, and then I challenge people to join God in what He's doing to bring the gospel to Muslims.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Faith Comes by Hearing is requesting prayers for the people of Africa. This year, Africa is facing more than just terrorism. It's also facing famine. Due to El Nino, many of the African countries are facing a food crisis and a shortage of water. FCBH reports that at least 11 million children are also facing starvation. You can help by interceding for Africa through prayer. Pray for the food there to be sufficient and for God's love and truth to wash over Africa's people. Stay tuned to learn more. Who doesn't love a good love story? Meet Amar and Zaria, a couple who hope to marry one day in Syria. The civil war destroyed their village, and they got separated in the chaos, neither knowing if the other was alive. Amar started helping a Baptist Global Response relief team. And at one of their sites, guess who he ran into? Zaria, alive and well and ready to be his wife. Not every story turns out like this. So would you pray that God will use BGR to help reunite families and heal broken hearts? And you got to have love in order to minister well. Set Free Ministries and Forgotten Man Ministries are showing love in jail. They recently partnered up to better equip and disciple the men in a local jail. Set Free's Dean Vandermeer and Forgotten Man Ministries' Bill Bruesma helped oversee the coming together. Dean says as a team,
what we bring to the table in the God Pod is we show the guys how to be set free. Even though you're in jail, you can still be spiritually set free.
Dean says a majority of the prisoners in the program are thriving and are all in for Jesus.
They want the tools and they want the equipping. So we are there to set captives free. And then Bill comes in with a lot of his volunteers and they do a lot of the continued discipleship. They're both vitally important.
Both ministries have seen men transform and they hope you will be a part of that healing. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Persecution's on the rise around the world. And now, more than ever, this is a call to arms in a spiritual war. On March 4th, Mission Network News and its partners are inviting you to the free IMN prayer event on the campus of Cornerstone University. Go to missionnews.org for the details and to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.